It seems symbolic. If the appeals committee finds against him and decides to suspend him for 5 years, as is likely, then it doesn't matter whether he's the president of the ANC Youth League or a provincial member of the Limpopo Executive. That finding will hold against both those positions, which means that that position will have to be relinquished. It's an important symbolic gesture. I think Julius Malema has realized that he's going to go down, that the appeals committee is going to find against him, and what you're seeing here is the last crash. It's unlikely to fundamentally change the game plan for Jacob Zuma. Jacob Zuma's path to Mangaung is almost certain. You can only have a succession race if you have an alternative candidate. And Malema's faction may want Khalema Motlanthe, but he's not likely to throw his hat in the ring. It's almost certain that he'll stay out of the contest, because if he were to try and lose it, then he'll be out in the political wilderness. If he stays in 5 years he could be president. So it's likely that we will not have a succession race. And therefore, Jacob Zuma is likely to win the presidency for a second term. He's got significant support in all of the big provinces. Although they've lost Limpopo, it's a small province and not very influential.